Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Mark Fishbein is with us, pediatric gastroenterologist and medical director of the Pediatric Feeding and Swallowing Disorder Clinic at Central DuPage Hospital. Doctor, is this good? Is it bad? It just seems crazy to most of us.
Well, I think that there is aspects of this that people are attracted to. Everything you mentioned about a organic diet or a less processed diet, all those things have become popularized lately. So I can see why there would be interest in this. But it's really important to mention that infants need a well-balanced diet for their growth and development. So what you mentioned to me that's highly protein-oriented isn't necessarily providing the necessary vitamins that would be so crucial in the growing child.
Yeah, and of course, it's parents online who have become social media stars, and there are a handful of doctors who are raising their own carnivore babies, and they've got YouTube channels and hundreds of thousands, even millions of subscribers. And yes, there is a rising interest in protein. In fact, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a carnivore champion. He obviously, you know, expressed his affinity for beef tallow. I haven't heard him say anything about feeding babies this kind of stuff. But I would imagine as a pediatrician, you've got to be a bit concerned because they're not getting all the nutrients that they need.
Yeah, that's a real touchstone for us. And, you know, our dietitian particularly is very interested in making sure that children don't have any issues with a depleted diet. I think the other thing that we encounter is that you mentioned a lot of independent feeding and a lot of things that, to me, could go wrong when you have a child who is in a baby-led weaning mode. So what I mean by that is that a lot of carnivore babies are also in a baby-led weaning state, meaning that the infant sort of goes about their own way of eating. And so that can be an issue for a baby who's not necessarily having the skill set to chew or swallow these foods. So they can become a choking risk, or they can become very aversive if they're fed things that they're not ready for.
Oh, and I think that we've had people on in the past about restrictive eating disease that many children develop, and that probably comes about sometimes from not or choking or not liking the texture of things, right?
Right. So what we're seeing is that babies give cues when things are not going well. So one of the cues, for instance, is gagging. So gagging, a bit of gagging might be okay. That's exploring a food, learning a new taste, getting messy. All those things can make a child gag. But if it's happening repeatedly, and maybe choking, then you find that the feedings are becoming more and more negative. And then the child says, this isn't working for me, and becomes increasingly averse. And babies who are premature or just, once again, don't have the skill set that their chronological age would suggest are at risk for having these type of problems. And so parents have to be very aware that their agenda isn't always going to be the same as what the infant's agenda is or what their ability is.
I have family members, and I know many people who never wanted their children on cereal and started with real, whole, healthy foods. But if you're eating what they're identifying as meat candy, and, you know, you're feeding your kids steak and bacon and sausage and eggs, there's got to be some bit of a health risk with that, not just not getting vitamins, but it seems like that's an awful lot of animal fat, isn't it, for a little child?
Yeah, so getting back to the fact that they need their vitamins, they certainly need their milk. And so we've seen some of the diets that have started excluding milk or giving more water at a younger age. And And milk is so important in infants and to their growth and development that we don't want anything to interfere with that, to take the place of the milk. And if children are eating these diets and they're focused on them, it may take them a long time to meals might become excessively lengthy, and then they run the risk of just not getting everything they need because of the effort being put forth.
Interesting. Are you seeing any of this in your clinic? Have you encountered parents who are raising carnivore babies or strictly believing that this is the thing that children should eat from a very young age?
Well, we're encountering a lot of issues with baby-led weaning, which is sort of a prelude to carnivore diet, with, once again, the parent's agenda or the baby just not being able to tolerate that particular diet at that particular age. And remember, the chronologic age is not the same as the developmental age. So children who are 1 year old or 6 months old, in terms of what the calendar says, aren't necessarily having the skill set of a six-month-old or one-year-old. And their abilities dictate what they should be fed. And so if you go in and your parent says, this is what my child's diet is going to be, then you could run into trouble. Many, many parents will have success with these things, and I could see where they would feel strongly about it. But my concern as a pediatric gastroenterologist and somebody who's sensitive to the feeding issues is that we've seen a lot of these situations where it hasn't gone that well. And it's attributed a lot, oftentimes, to the parents not reading their child's cues and not identifying the issue for what it is.
Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. Honestly, I guess I wasn't really aware there were feeding and swallowing disorder clinics, and that was something that children regularly need to be treated for. So I hope you'll come on again sometime.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Mark Fishbein is a pediatric gastroenterologist and medical director of the Pediatric Feeding and Swallowing Disorder Clinic at Central DuPage Hospital.